Greetings, everybody. Welcome to SETI Stargate. And we're also on the BBS News Network, BBS Radio under As You Wish Talk Radio and VMO and SETI Stargate TV. And I can go on and on, but just type in SETI Stargate or my name and you'll find us. We're all over the place. We're on X and Rumble and you name it. But anyway, I want to start by playing a video that explains everything. The only difference is the players have changed. Some family members of the Kennedys, generals, and patriots that realized something had to be done with the cabal, the deep state, assets, and weaponized agencies behind these assassinations are all coming together. So this explains the reason why Trump and the White Hats are releasing the JFK, RFK, and Martin Luther King assassination files. So it's the culmination of a very old plan to finally rid America from the tyranny and the global elite. So let's go ahead and play that Kennedy tape.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed.
So I hope that kind of explains things. It looks like Trump may very well EO, executive order out the IRS. It looks like it's going in that direction. They're the biggest terror organization on the planet. He said if the tariffs work out as planned, it could happen. And usually he follows through on his hints to the public. So the IRS actually is not federal, nor is the Federal Reserve System, which they're all international banksters, basically. So if we sever ties with the globalists and they go away, especially in a republic, and rumor has it the republic has been established. The IRS is still targeting churches and conservatives. This never stops. Hopefully those responsible will be ferreted out and held accountable soon. Trump also said they're armed, so maybe he'll send them to the border where they could do some good. Yeah, hit the like button if you agree to that one. No, but anyway, in the first hours of DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, said $420 million has been saved ending DEI contracts. More to come. You know, I think putting food on your table and gas in your car is a priority. Wait till you see some of these things. You're not going to believe it. So he stopped something like $300 billion from going out to the globalists for the Green New Steel based on false science. You know, no, we're not all going to die as promised in 2012. We've gone far beyond that. Global temperatures are down. There's 26% more ice at the poles. Polar bears need to be on birth control. And I can go on and on and on. So this is all false science. You really need to do the research on this. It's just a big, they're just stealing everything they can on the way out, basically. So Trump also stopped $37 million for the WHO, the World Health Obliterator, which will be going back to the Treasury. The WHO and the CDC, all these guys, they're all in cahoots. And, you know, FDA too, they have nothing to do with health. And good news is RFK did get okayed, you know, so he's in there. So that's going to be interesting. You know, that was really embarrassing watching the Democrats and the crap they pulled in there. And they just came unglued. So guess who's funding them? Probably Big Pharma. So anyway, Dodge also cut the National Bubble Wrap Stress Relief Initiative to see if popping bubble wrap relieves stress from one for that was about 1.4 million that went to that. The Bureau of Mailbox Feng Shui costs 900,000. The Federal Balloon Animal Training 2.3 million. Teach clowns how to make little balloon animals. There's a good one. The National Pretzel Untwisting Department, $600,000. Department of Sock Pairing, 1.8 million. High Five Coordination Bureau, 1.2 million. Ice Cream Cone Integrity Lab, 700,000. Office of Puddle Depth Measurement costs 7 million. And the Bureau of Alarm Clock Testing costs 1.5 million. And last to get cut was the Federal Glitter Task Force, costing $2 million. So, they're when we have all the glitter thrown around, they have a task force, I guess, that comes in and cleans all that up for $2 million. Man, I could get a shop back for that and cash in. Anyway, gonna really miss that one. What's beyond ridiculous is we have no money for natural disaster victims. Seems it all went to feeding according to culture and housing illegal aliens in lush hotels, tossing veterans, battered housewives, and their families out in the streets, clearing out the homeless facilities for migrants. Yeah, it gets worse. Imagine you're sitting here with what's left of your house, if anything. Your car's melted to the ground, both taken away by floods or fires, and you get a notice from the IRS saying you're delinquent and you're summoned to appear in some other state and bow down to the lizard people. I really hope you have some of that stress-reducing bubble wrap on hand, or one of those dripless ice cream cones to get you through these times. Anyway, Doge might want to look at some major spending cuts with the IRS, the most inefficient program on the planet, and it'd be a great write-off for all Americans. Could use the money saved to boost the economy. Trump also cut off $100 million to provide condoms for Hamas. Oh man, what is Hamas going to do without condoms, which they were turning into weapons, basically? They're filling them up with flammables and using them, blowing them up, and using them to drop weapons. It's crazy. Never mind, I won't go there. Dems are outraged and are suing to make sure these ridiculous projects are funded. So you can't make this stuff up. I often imagine what I could do with a few million. Build an awesome off-world educational center with free energy, anti-counter-gravity, miraculous healing technology. The sky's the limit. We already have the contacts for this. And yet bubble wrap and making balloon animals and sending condoms to Hamas are more important. It makes you think about this civilization. I think probably a little less than half of it, probably a lot less than half of it now are just say morally and integrally impaired. That's all I'm going to say. So this just in, a new bill has just been submitted to end the IRS HR 25 to promote freedom, fairness, and economic opportunity by repealing the income tax and other taxes, abolishing the Internal Revenue Service, which is actually a disservice, with only about 6% going back to pay the debt. So in its place, there'll be a national sales tax to be administered primarily by the states. This destroys the myth that they're even necessary and will end the brute squad for the Queen, the Pope, and the global elite, which is where most of your money goes. So can we get a hallelujah on that one? Make your choices and your voices known. So anyway, the 2020 election auditors have come forward with some very damning information concerning voter fraud. It just keeps coming out. And it seems the net is being scrubbed concerning their findings, with the lamestream news putting out headlines like nothing to see here, folks. Everything is on the up and up. Excuse me. Still got some bog going on here. Auditors from Arizona and states around the country are saying there was extreme tampering, especially with mail-in ballots, many fraudulent missing the necessary watermarks. None of, they weren't even filled in. So anyway, They just had Biden on them, nobody else. So now, wait a second. Weren't there truckloads of ballots delivered after voting hours, like entries for Biden only? No one else voted for on the ticket. Trump ballots found in ditches, stuffed in trash cans. Nothing to see here, folks. I just can't even believe they can even go there anymore. And I saw a lot of Dems really pushing that you believe in the conspiracy that there was voter fraud, and they did that on all the people that Trump was trying to get in his cabinet. So it was like, duh, yeah, there was. So I'm sure it's all going to come out under the Trump administration. So Trump will be vindicated for calling out the corruption. As usual, he was right. The real crime was the lawfare against Trump and election interference by those pursuing the lawfare. Most of the prosecutors involved were fired. And Democrats are enraged and whining like crazy because, what do you expect? It's like, oh, I'm gonna invite all my enemies over for dinner and see if we can build something together. In my world, that just doesn't work. Anyway, Vladimir Putin said on Russian television, Trump would have been president if the election was not stolen from him in 2020. He also said that maybe the crisis in Ukraine that arose in 2022 would never have happened. And maybe because, unlike the Bidens, who are heavily invested in the Ukraine, one of the most corrupt countries on the planet with child sex and drug trafficking, along with weaponized biolabs, Trump's not invested in that, and he can broker a peace deal with no vested interest. I mean, that's the only reason basically we are over there, to protect certain people's assets. We'll go more into that later. Anyway, under John Ratcliffe, the CIA issued a report favoring the Wuhan Lab leak joining the FBI. Fauci was funding gain of function research at the Wuhan Lab after being forbidden to do it, any gain of function in America due to the possibility of a pandemic. Oh, go figure. It's like, this is a global society now, basically. All it takes is a few hour plane ticket and your virus is spread. So anyway, it looks like Fauci is wanted by several countries and has some explaining to do. Bill Gates is being indicted in the Netherlands. Other countries are following suit. So ever since that pie in the face, Gates declared war on humanity, engaging in eugenics, depopulation programs. Vaccines created by billionaire eugenicists. What could go wrong? I mean, everything he comes up with now, if you hear his name around it, stay as far away from it as possible. Even the fake meat and the bugs and everything else in your food. So Gates has been exposed for gathering a slew of fake doctors to attack Trump and RFK. Anyone else bringing evidence concerning the adverse effects and deaths, the millions due to his experimental injections in air called vaccines. So let's show that pie in the face video. This just in: five states, Utah, Texas, Kansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana are suing Pfizer for knowing and concealing the facts that the vaccine caused myocarditis, pericarditis, failed pregnancies, and death. A small list of adverse effects, more states to follow. And so, anyway, they're just saying it was a very small list of adverse effects. No, it's a huge list. And that's all going to come out. According to Tucker Carlson, Mike Pompeo threatened Trump if he released the JFK files in his first term, said it was a crime to expose that the CIA murdered a sitting president. And then there's Martin Luther King. Under Ratcliffe, we suspect more transparency to come. Transparency to come. God, it's been a rough day. Anyway, we suspect a Pompeo Pence ticket running Democrat. Along with General Milley in the next election, with the slogan, Benedict Arnold was a hero. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't be surprised. Anyway, all the Democrats with a brain are jumping ship and moving over and working with the Republicans. And then you have the other guys. So Democratic libs are having meltdowns over deportations of illegals, including criminals with a history of theft, rape, and murder. Apparently, they believe the rights of criminals take precedence over the people and their victims. Occasional Cortex, I mean Ocasio, said the Americans are going to have to pay more for coffee. Other Dems complaining about vegetables and flowers are going to cost more now that the people are being deported. Flowers and coffee in the Democratic world definitely take precedence over child sex and drug trafficking, people getting raped and murdered. Gotta have that coffee and flowers cheap. We'll put up with anything for that. So anyway, anyone wonder how AOC went into office broke on $155,000 salary and is now worth $29 million? Is she getting tips from Pelosi? It's like, here's a good one. Migrant workers waving Mexican flags in Dallas, Texas, tore down an American flag in an altercation with police. I wonder how it's going to work out for them. Anyway, I wonder if they have crops to pick at Gitmo. So, anybody engaging in violence and trying to overthrow the country and plant Mexico's flag here is going to have an experience. Anyway, I grow my own coffee, pick and process it myself along with a couple friends, and flowers are growing everywhere here, so no worries. Rev up the C-130s. Many blue state mayors and governors were saying they will resist all efforts to deport illegal aliens until they found out they could be arrested for harboring criminals and interfering in criminal investigations and arrests. Then their tone miraculously changed. Major lawsuits against Trump for not allowing anchor babies citizenship, open the door to all their relatives to come in, is again more lawfare to deal with. The lamestream media is saying it's unconstitutional, it goes against the 14th Amendment, and actually it does not. The 14th Amendment was written to give freed slaves and their children citizenship. If a person is here legally, it does not illegal. Yeah. Wait a second. If a person is here legally, it does apply. It does not apply to illegal or undocumented aliens with, several Supreme Court decisions to back it up. So a little homework is in order before jumping on the TDS train. So I wonder if the media is going to apologize to Trump for calling him Hitler again, for following the law. I think not. Did you know Clinton and Obama were known as the deportation kings? Basically, Clinton deported 20 million and Obama 5 million. So, and actually, Obama created the cages to put the children in. So, I never heard them called Hitler, by the lamestream mess. I never saw Ocasio crying, at the cages and actually, calling out who built them. So they were built by the Obama administration. So the lamestream media needs to take a time out before coming unglued and making false accusations. That saved them millions in lawsuits for defamation of character. So you'd think they would learn that pathological lying and open displays of TDS can have consequences. Speaking of TDS, I watch Jessica Tarlov complain on Fox News about Trump handcuffing hardened criminals, rapists, murderers, and gang members, then using military planes to deport them. So, are we supposed to send them back first class on public transportation, free to roam around the plane, mingle with the families, going on vacation? The pilots and stewardesses would love that. It'd be like 911 all over again. These TDS left are totally void of logic and reason. Whenever Jessica comes on Fox News, I either fast forward or turn off the episode altogether, then run my fingernails down the chalkboard for relief. It's not good for the ratings, guys. And speaking of low ratings, Jim Acosta, everybody, has moved to late night due to his low ratings on CNN. He just got some of his own medicine when everyone started chanting, "Go home," at major events. He was trying to discredit and twist and warp, but anyway, he recently quit CNN. Can't say I'll miss him. Not that I ever watch CNN. It's the reptilian news network or the Clinton news network. Their ratings are falling like a rock due to a long history of social engineering and lies and deception. So, I find it amazing people still listen and actually believe what they're saying. It's like I turned it on once a few days ago, and I went, oh my God, like that's just one lie after another, after another, after another, after another. And so we need to get educated so we don't get sucked into this. And I think there's a lot of people that must have been at the back of the line, the IQ line, but if you're still watching CNN, God help you, basically. There's a rumor Trump and Elon might buy it and put Tucker Carlson in charge, maybe add Joe Rogan to the crew. It'd be an instant success. It would just totally flip. Might be able to hear some truth. Just in, gangs are firing on the border patrol with firefights and random snipers. The military has been dispatched to the border along with air divisions to secure and put an end to the violence. So, let's see how they do with the night vision and heat sensing tech attached to a 50 caliber machine guns and Blackhawks, maybe an F-35. If bullets are flying across the border at Americans, isn't that an act of war? Mexico's in the middle of major gang wars along with warring on the government. Trump just announced the gloves are off. Maybe a little assistance to the Mexican government is coming. So I wouldn't be surprised if I heard the even the Mexican government's on the military trying to put an end to this. So there's probably going to be some commingling going on there. Anyway, TDA Trinidad Aragua has infiltrated up to 30 states, of course, orchestrated by Maduro, the Venezuelan president, a deep state asset to take down America from within. So the migrant invasion was also sponsored by the UN and the global elite carried out by the deep state and corrupt politicians. The goal was to overwhelm the system and collapse the economy. America stands in the way for the new world order's world domination program. And if you haven't figured that out yet, it's in your face. That's what that was all about. It was take down America, and it was sponsored by these billionaires that are new world order boys, and they want to actually take over the world, and America stands in the way. So there's been a roundup of these gangs finding drugs, weapons, many altered to be fully automatic, and it seems like a good idea to remove them. What do you say, Dems? Not bad enough yet? You want to keep that one going? How about the man that beat his wife to death in front of their children out on parole? I don't want to sound like I have no empathy for migrant workers and their families who are of high integrity and morals, who are benefits of society, but these criminals need to go. Just a heads up, much of the news reports not hit the mainstream yet, so be patient. Like they say, the conspiracy theories are the news a year to 6 months in advance, so especially concerning the UFOs. In my books, written in the 80s, we talked about the weaponization of the agencies, doing the opposite of their mandates. They and the corrupt politicians will eventually fall and lose everything. First half came true. The second half is a work in progress. So, I mean, this was the 80s when I wrote about these things. So there's rumors that Tesla med beds are being distributed to abandoned hospitals and abandoned bases across the country. If anyone can verify this with firsthand knowledge, I'd love to hear about it. And I'd love to hear from somebody that actually, was in one and was totally regenerated. So you hear all these rumors, but it's hard to nail down. I've seen some really good videos with the showing the machines operating and everything else, but still, you just don't know. So before tossing a bunch of money at these folks, I'd really check into it and see if they are legit. They are coming. They are real and they are coming. I'm just not sure where they are. Forensic arborists have determined that nearly all wildfires in California since the Paradise fires were caused by directed energy weapons dues. This includes Maui as well. So barbed wire fences showed the wood only burned where the wire was touching it. Trees burned from the inside out. Many very flammable trees did not burn. Next to, cars melted to the ground and houses turned into white ash. So anywhere metal was touching wood, it was burned. And so microwave energy is the suspect on that. Add smart meters to the mix. Hit by microwaves in your house is a potential firebomb. So I bet Mel Gibson and a few other stars who lost their homes have a lot to say about this. It doesn't take much investigation to figure out what's behind all this. And this just in, the mayor of LA has announced, like Lahaina and Paradise, outside sources will be used to rebuild LA, falling into alignment with new global elite smart cities. The residents and victims have not been consulted. I guess they were not consulted before their cars were melted down and the houses turned to ash, with the trees still standing either, So anyway, the billion-dollar question with all officials is, do you have any investment in these smart cities or stand to gain if they're implemented? The answer is yes, though they deflect and never answer the question. This explains everything. Always follow the money. You might want to look at the overlay of the new maglev trains, both in LA and Australia. The fires took the exact same path. So, you might also want to look at why Josh Green from Hawaii visited Gavin Newsom during the event. A little coaching, maybe? Karma's a funny thing. Buddha said it's like fresh milk. It takes a little time to sour, but as surely as the cart that follows the horse, it will catch up. So everything will be revealed despite the smiles and the little snake dances. Anyway, let's show that photograph of the trees totally intact with houses just burned to the ground. Here's a good one. Florida has passed legislation to ban chemtrails and turned it over to the criminal justice system. Other states have also banned chemtrails, totally being ignored by the Air Force and other agencies. Research has identified Evergreen, a private company, was contracted to geoengineer or chemtrail the skies with no oversight or environmental impact report, under contract with the Air Force. The Air Force is also a total fail concerning drones and DEW weapons used in Paradise, Lahaina, and LA. So maybe the Marines and the National Guard need to step in. Aluminum, barium, graphene, nanoparticles, a host of biologicals are found in the chemtrails, including parasites with long-term adverse effects. Just put the fog, the new fog, and the chemtrails together, and they're the same thing, basically. JFK and other states are exposing this, along with processed food filled with pesticides and carcinogens. So it seems as if we need protection from those who took an oath to protect us and have to start growing our own food, probably indoors with all the chemtrails. So anyway, read the labels, folks, especially the fruits and vegetables that say appeal on them, or bug substitutes like chitin, and that's poisonous to humans. And when you get those, these, I don't know what, a lot of these new, I don't know what to call them anymore. Libertarians are the globalists, environmentalists, all these guys are buying these fake meat things. And you really need to read the label on that, because it's going to scare the shit out of you. And the other thing too is that they're trying to blame Trump for the egg problem. There's a huge egg shortage going on. Well, during the Biden administration, they culled millions and millions of chickens. So, I think that answers what came first, the chicken or the egg. No chicken, no egg. Anyway, there's a lot of studies that they came in, and they said they had the bird flu and all these other things. Well, the farmers went and had an outside source test their flock, and they didn't have it, but they're still forced to cull the chickens. So it's all about food shortages, and pop problem, reaction, solution, basically. Anyway, let's show the chemtrail photos. Say, okay, on a positive note, I see all this as positive because everything is being revealed, uncovered to be healed so we can move onward and upward. So anyway, UFOs are appearing globally in fleets. Last night, I filmed multiple ships in the same frame with motherships bigger than Venus or Arcturus in the night sky. Ships of all sizes and shapes and colors are appearing, all over the world right now. It's a multidimensional event. We sent some of this to MR MB33, whatever his thing is. But being he does work with Ancient Aliens, a major player in the controlled narrative, I doubt he'll air the footage. So, the what is it? Who are they? Are they ships, drones? What are they? We have no idea. They're still playing that game. We've had the answers for 40 years, basically. So it's time to just not even pay attention to that. The native ETs are being removed along with their puppets, human counterparts, affectionately known as the lizard people. The footage we have been posting during the show and on Truth Social and X is a thorn in the side of the controlled narrative and planned opposition in the UFO community. Whistleblowers are finally coming forward with the information that these UFOs are real, and many of them are very spiritually and technologically advanced. This is something we've been promoting for over 40 years, and it's, censored contact even by the UFO community. In the interest of national security, we need to make contact and form an alliance with the benevolent ones. The negative ETs outgun us, and if we were to get into a war with negative AI or ETs, we wouldn't stand a chance, basically. So luckily, despite our arrogance and aggressive behavior, the benevolent ETs are still watching over us, ensuring our evolution forward and upward continues. So if there was such a thing as military intelligence, we would be on board with the benevolent ETs, ending all previous agreements and contracts with the latter. So I have it on high that the new administration has taken us in that direction. So imagine an end to war, poverty, disease, a golden age where we're going to join the rest of the multidimensional universe, the greater family of man in peace, taking a quantum leap in evolution. That's where we're going. But first, we have to remove the tyrants, the deep state woven throughout our civilization. And that, my friends, is what we're seeing right now. That's what's happening. The chaos is part of the healing process. So I can make one prediction that is 100% accurate. The Great Awakening, the planetary liberation, no man, no woman can stop it. And what is behind it is God, Creator, Great Spirit itself, the beautiful many, ascended masters, saints, and sages, along with the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, some of which are our ancient ancestors. There are galactic, multidimensional councils, our own space force, and the white hats on the ground. So nobody can stop this. Nobody can stop what is coming. So for those who need official documented proof, listen to Jake Barber and Fred Baker on the News Nation Network. I think Skywatcher is their organization, and they're whistleblowers of the highest caliber, finally bringing attention to the spiritually and technologically advanced ETs. A little heads up. Some of the top people in the UFO community are not who, they think they are. So they need to use a little more discernment in that category. It takes a very high level of morality and integrity to work with the higher dimensional beings. And many say, they are, which, makes us ask the question, just who are they working with? So anyway, the whistleblowers in some cases are taking their message to the planned opposition within the UFO community, the very people working for the very people they are trying to expose. So anyway, it's like, they're going to the coyotes to try to expose the wolves for taking their sheep, if that makes sense to you. So anyway, hopefully we can collaborate in the future when time is right and bring our 40 years of contact to the table. So we know who's flying the craft, where they're from, their cultures. We know many of them by name. So let's not continue with 80 more years of failed disclosure. I mean, it's really getting old. Come on, the old, was Einstein said a form of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. I love what Mary said, Mother Mary said. She said that, universal peace is not going to come through governments and religions, but through the hearts and minds of the people. Well, same with contact. It's going to come through the hearts and minds of the people. And the governments and religions and the controlled narrative and the posers and the posers and the shills and the planned opposition are not going to bring contact. Anyway, so I don't even know why we listen to them anymore. They had their chance. Anyway, last but not least, Trump did say he would release the information about the drones. As we said earlier, most are ours, operated out of the Pentagon for most likely some nefarious reason. There is misidentification of stars, planes, drones, and flown by hobbyists, but that doesn't account for all the UFO activity occurring at the same time. So maybe the drones were a cover-up, or maybe they had some other nefarious program that got shut down. The drones over LA with blue flashes coming out of them were definitely not hobbyists. So unless your hobby is to melt down cars and houses and these are crazy things that are happening in our skies. So there's giant flashes, UFOs, strange lights. So we definitely are living in interesting times, you know. So you got to go, got to develop your own BS meter and your own inner guidance and go within to figure out what's really going on, because you're not going to get it from the external. This just in, a commercial liner. Luckily, a smaller one with 50 to 60 passengers, unlike the 150 passengers on larger commercial flights, collided with a Black Hawk helicopter on a training mission over Reagan International Airport near DC. So, hope it was not a DIA training mission. You know, it's like someone really screwed up, either in the tower or in the helicopter. So, Schumer and Pete Buttigieg, or whatever his name is, were quick to criticize, deflect, and blame Trump for wanting a full investigation. Not like the Transportation Department DEI hire screwed up before. So it looks like no one survived, basically. Sad, but there were Russian and American figure skaters on board. 38 passengers and three military men have been recovered from the Potomac River. So hopefully we'll get down, find out what exactly happened there, make sure it doesn't happen again. Now, this just in, this is real important. This is big. The sun has a 400,000 mile wide giant gash, and it's aiming directly at the Earth. And this was on Wednesday, January 29th. So it's going to be hitting us for a few days. So I'd say probably you're going to see the effects of that, you know, well into February, in the first week of February. So according to top Democrats, it's Trump's fault. Again, you know, he's been in collusion with the sun for quite some time, and they can prove it because his face is orange. You know, so it's so funny how they twist everything and blame it on Trump. It's an illness. It's mental illness, folks. You know, why do you let these people, why do you even give them an ear anymore? I don't know. That solar weather is going to be off the scale through the summer. So expect a major uptick in severe weather, earthquake, and volcanic activity. On the Big Island, you know, high winds are already hitting. You know, we're dodging Maori missiles and cannonballs right now, known as palm trees and coconuts. So storms and flooding to follow. So hopefully the grid and the net are still up for this pre-recorded broadcast, and one never knows what tomorrow will bring. So anyway, we're trying to stay one step ahead of the global elite, the deep state, their minions, and nature. So hopefully Trump will keep those executive orders flowing so we can all retain our freedoms. And now is the time to prepare spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Godspeed. So anyway, that's basically all I have for you folks. I mean, there's so much happening. This is pre-recorded, so I'm sure between this is Thursday, you know, noon, and I'm sure between now and Saturday when this airs, a lot of stuff's going to hit the fan because everything is happening so fast. And we're seeing, you know, the New World Order and the deep state in free fall, you know, and we're seeing, you're going to see major changes in the monetary systems. You know, you're going to see basically on every level, you know, we're going through rapid change on every level. So, you know, it's really good to, you know, spend some time and meditate, make your own personal connection with Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it. You know, get your mind right, your emotions right, do process-oriented therapy, clean out any old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences if you can, and get your physical life in order. You know, supply lines are going to have problems, you know, just like the egg shortage, and there's going to be all kinds of shortages. So anyway, you know, anything could happen. Ports could close, canals could close, anything can happen. So it's really good to get as sovereign as you can. And I always suggest, go get a garden package, and dig up your lawn, part of your lawn, and make your own garden, make your own victory garden. I always say turn your land into a food bank if you can. Plant as many trees as possible. Everywhere I go, wherever I'm staying, I'm out there planting seeds constantly. And, people call me Jimmy Appleseed, basically. Actually, I never went by Jimmy, but anyway, it's just get organic and use everything. Plant the seeds. And I've planted tons of papaya and mangoes and every kind of fruit on the island you can think of. Some aren't even know what they are, long gone, and you name it. And we've got major veggies growing, and it's just the way to go. We've got several kinds of avocados, and you got fish in the ocean. So work with your neighbors and work with the local farmers and fishermen, and get what you need, because that's going to get us through. And hopefully RFK can put an end to this poison food supply, because the processed food is beyond. It's not beyond meat. It's beyond edible, if you want to survive. So anyway, on that note, I want to kind of leave on a good note. But the good thing is, just realize that all this has been going on for a long time, and it's all coming to the surface right now. And we can be, a part of the solution or part of the problem. And we can play victim, or I love what one person told me. They said, you can meet all these challenges as a god, goddess, or as a victim. It's up to you. And you have everything within you to be victorious. So we need to go, find that loving, joyous, powerful, manifesting God within all of us, and call it forward into every situation, and we'll get through these times. So on that note, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and we'll see you next Saturday. Have a great evening. Good night.
Thank you.